Well, we've already seen plenty of heated debate about energy and the future of coal in the lead up to the federal election, with both major parties spruiking their net zero plans while hoping not to alienate blue collar voters. But in one town that was built on coal and continues to rely on it for jobs, there's a sense that politicians are avoiding talking about the reality of its demise. Gavin Coote reports.
Geoffrey Smith drives taxis for a job these days. But for most of his life, he was a miner in the coalfields west of Sydney. In fact, many of the streets in Lithgow he now drives around were once the site of coal mines.
It's just down here, that alley car park is where the drift went down between the car park and the car wash. I actually went down there when I was before I started in the mining industry. An interesting old mine.
So if you enter a shopping centre, you're probably on the site of an old mine in Lithgow.
That's exactly right. This shopping centre in particular is right on the exact site of the Lithgow Valley Colliery.
A lot's changed in Lithgow since the peak of coal mining here. Only a few mines are left, and they're all just outside town. And while the industry gave him a job for 40 years, Geoffrey Smith knows things are changing.
We have a lot of people that live in Lithgow and travel elsewhere to work, because Lithgow is cheaper to live than, say, Western Sydney. We also have a big population now of people that don't have any work. And the miners, of course, they're still going quite well, but that is sort of in the lap of the gods in the mining companies.
It's why Geoffrey Smith thinks politicians need to be more frank about the prospects of towns like his. As coal and energy shape up as major federal election issues, the lifelong Labor supporter reckons both major parties are shirking responsibility.
In fact, I would like to see more pragmatism and less pandering to the electorate. I have a saying, I'd rather be smacked with the truth than kissed with a lie. In that form, I see that I think at times that the politicians will try and kiss you with the lie. And at the end of it, the workers will go home one day and find out that they've not got nothing to go back to.
A growing number of people in Lithgow are getting ready for the post-coal future.
The decisions about the mines will be made in the boardrooms of Beijing and Bangkok, and then they are, of course, influenced by world economics.
That's resident Greg Mortimer, a geologist by trade, but better known as one of the first two Australians to successfully climb Mount Everest. He's leading efforts to make the Lithgow region a renewable energy hub and doesn't see it as the kind of extreme feat he's used to as a mountaineer.
You know what? We don't have to reinvent the wheel. Other countries have done this. They've done it in the UK, they've done it in Germany, they've looked after their miners, they've allowed their economies to transition successfully, and we can do the same thing. It does need political will to do that. It would seem there is no evidence so far of any political will to genuinely support our miners, and that's a horrible missing link.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Yes, car five here. Look, I'm going to be...
Back in his taxi, ex-coal miner Geoffrey Smith has been studying what lessons can be learned from other regions, like Germany's Ruhr Valley, that have transitioned away from coal.
The Ruhr Valley had a successful outcome with re-education, retraining, remuneration of the sites. And I think that if we get it in time, we can do a lot and make Lithgow a vibrant, vigorous community. But it won't be done easily. We are at the cusp and we've got to start moving on it. Can't be left any longer.
Taxi driver and retired coal miner Geoffrey Smith, ending Gavin Coote's report.